Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Nice, eh?
Hey, was that Blur? No, it wasn't. That was Elastica from their self-titled album, a track called Lineup back in 1995.
Andy says, yes, yeah. She did go, used to go out with Damon Albarn. I think she was Justine Frischmann. She was the lead singer. Anyway, welcome to the second half of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. If you missed the first hour, you can catch that up on podcast, and you'll have also heard in that first hour PG's Pick of the Rocks for this week, for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date. Next up is our Chris's Punk Band of the Month for August 2026. It's Discharge, the fathers and grandfathers of death metal, a hardcore punk band formed in 1977 in Stoke-on-Trent. Musical subgenre of DB is named after Discharge. And Rolling Stones magazine said few bands have had more influence over so many different scenes than Discharge. Here we go.
Of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the new wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll. They're gonna cram it down your throats. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days.
You two there with When Love Comes to Town featuring B.B. King from the 1988 album Rattle and Hum. Before that?
Yes, title track from the My Visioner album Birds of Fire 1973. We started out with Chris's Punk Band of the Month. Discharge was the band. The track The Nightmare Continues. The album from 1982, Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing.
All good stuff. Hey, listen to Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Now we're going to go right back to 1968. Here we go.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I
Sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. Words in my head.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Just a night.
also, I think I'll pass this one on to our German interpreter on my left.
Nina Hagen band with Heiß, which means hot, from her debut album self-titled 1978. Amazing. Cracking stuff.
And then we had Nickelback, How You Remind Me, from the third album Silver Side Up from 2001. And we started out with, well, The Beatles, Helter Skelter, from their ninth album from 1968. That was Paul McCartney singing, wasn't
initially,
it?
Initially, yeah. And self-titled album. It was called The Beatles. People call it the White Album, of course, but so it's their only double album. They sounded very angry, but what a great
way before track. Punk.
Yeah. But so listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're here every Monday 1 until 3 playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up is our Undercover section. Two great tracks here.
You're going to love them.
Yeah.
N-E-X-T.
We'll be right back.
I think we just might as well go up now. That was Motörhead covering It's a Long Way to the Top, brackets if you want to rock and roll, by AC/DC originally. And Heaven 17 covering Blue Oyster Cult's track Don't Fear the Reaper.
Brilliant. Wow. And that's our undercover section for this week. And next up here on Glory Days Rock Show, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, it's a bit of Jeff Beck.
Thrilled again to have the great Jan Hammer on keyboards. We'll be right back.
got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest
me. If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. And if I stay it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Stay. Indeed. Stay. So that was The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go, from the 1991 album Combat Rock. Before that, one of PG's tracks from 2025, Blacklist Union from LA, Dying For You. And we started out with a live track from Jeff Beck. Well, the late, great Jeff Beck, a live track. Track called Freeway Jam. Jeff Beck with the Jan Hammer Group Live. Jan Hammer was the keyboard player in some big bands.
And Mar Vishnu,
for example. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He also...
1971. But that, there's different versions of that track as well. We thought that was a little bit fast, but it was live. So a bit giddy, I think. We are fast coming to the end of this week's edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Rob is waiting and poised. He starts at 3, be here until 5. His first is classic Motown and soul. Second hour is themed, and his theme this week is songs related to food. Now today we should have played out with the Doors track Light My Fire, but we've had a bit of a change of plan, so we're going to play out with a favourite band of mine, one of my favourites from many moons ago. We're going to play out with a bit of Marillion Market Square Heroes, their debut single Bye Bye.